Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. This week, we are going to talk about reflecting back on 2017 as we're getting ready to transition into 2018.
Because it is December.
It is December.
In fact, it's December what? We're going to do this again.
The 18th. We're recording on the 17th. This is going out on the 18th.
Okay.
This first one, anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, halfway through December.
Yeah.
Fast approaching
yes.
New Year's Eve when yes. people are prone to making resolutions.
Right.
92% of which will not be kept.
Right.
Okay.
We learned that.
Yeah, 8% of people keep their resolutions.
Only 8%.
Right. And so there's some problem with resolutions. And so what we want to do is talk about how to reflect.
Yep.
So that it's maybe more useful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Timely
yes.
tips for reflection.
Yes. So the first... So we have a series of articles that we're going to talk about today, right. posts, right. blogs, articles, whatever mm-hmm. we want to call them.
Right.
I'm sure that we'll call them all kinds of different things.
Right. They're a little bit of everything in this one.
They're
some are posts,
bit,
some are blogs.
Yeah. And they're not necessarily recent because
no.
a lot of this is stuff that's been, you know, it's
some
just,
of these, you know,
been
as
around
we,
a long time.
As we went through this stuff,
yeah.
you know, we looked at them and some of the things are from years past.
Right.
But still offer what we think is pretty good advice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So this first one that we're going to talk about is entitled How to Reflect on Your Year in an Actually Useful Way. And it's written by Amy Eisinger.
Mm-hmm.
Eisinger.
I would say
and
Eisinger.
It's from greatest.com.
Yeah, it's like greatest.
You know, yeah, it's like the IST instead of EST.
IST. Yeah, it's not yeah. greatest. It's
yeah.
like artiste.
Uh-huh.
Greatest. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. But yeah. And it's from some time ago. It's from December of 2015.
2015.
So it's a couple
right.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
But some really nice things to be thinking about.
That's right.
All right. right. So when we think of, and again, the idea here is that we are going to be talking about ways to reflect back on 2017 so that as 2018 approaches, we're going to be, you know, cued and ready so that we can know what happened mm-hmm. in 2017 so right. that we can learn from our mistakes, you know, mm-hmm. build on our successes and keep going from ahead.
And just as a sort of an organizing theme, the first thing she says in this is don't start by beating yourself up
exactly.
over what you didn't do this
exactly.
past year. That she said that really serves no useful purpose.
Right.
And she said, instead, shift your thinking to what went well. She calls it
right.
rejoicing. You know,
right.
what do you have to rejoice about? And I think that's pretty good advice.
Right.
Because our tendency is to think about all the bad things.
Right.
In fact, there's a research study that was done recently that said that we tend to focus on the bad. In fact, we're going to talk about that later on in one of these things. Our brains sort of go to the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's adaptive.
Yeah.
Okay? But she said, avoid that tendency
mm-hmm.
and think about the good things that happened and build on those.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that focusing too much on one or the other.
Right.
If you focus only on the successes, well, that's great. It makes you feel
mm-hmm.
good, but it
right.
doesn't. It doesn't lend to a lot of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, focusing too much on the negative stuff is could be okay because hey, you're
right.
you're seeing what went wrong and maybe being able to learn. But it's also pulling you down.
That's right. And she has a wonderful phrase. What
mm-hmm.
I love about this little article, she has a wonderful phrase. She said, "If you focus on the disappointments." You're watering the weeds.
Watering the weeds, right.
So, and I thought, oh, that sounds like my lawn. Somebody's
yeah.
watering the weeds in my lawn.
Exactly.
But that's what you're doing. And these are the sort of little helpful tips that
right.
have an impact on getting it right.
Right.
So don't water the weeds.
Right.
Move it in a new direction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So she has sort of some steps that she recommends.
Yeah, she has two basic approaches,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and then she has steps under each approach, which
right.
I also like because here she gives us a choice as to how to approach it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The first is one that we have certainly talked about, and that's
right.
the month-by-month review. You know, find a quiet place, you know,
that's
dedicate
right.
about 30 minutes of your time. Sometimes you may need more, depending on how busy your year was, but,
right.
you know.
But that's really good advice
yeah.
because I know that I tend to, there was a time when I wasn't quite as busy when I would make, I guess would make time for this. Mm-hmm, I'd have more time. Now that everybody's much busier, what we do is, you know, we're driving in the car or we're doing something or we're, you know, we're sort of thinking about it.
Right.
But we're really not devoting ourselves to it. So the first thing she recommends is set some time aside. And she recommends 30 minutes.
Right. The second thing is to then go through your year month by month. Now, when you read this, it's a little bit confusing because we said that it was posted on December 2015. But number two says deep dive into 2016 month by month. So if you're doing this at the end of 2015, it should be deep dive into 2015.
Probably a typo.
Yeah, it's probably a typo. But nonetheless,
I wouldn't have a hard time doing that because you tend to think in terms of, well, we tend to think in terms of semesters,
right?
I guess,
right?
Because we teach.
Teaching.
But I don't know whether I could dredge up everything that happened last December. I have a hard time dredging up what happened.
Yeah,
yesterday.
But you know, a lot of us keep, whether we use our phones
or
our calendars or something, you can go usually month by month and look at each month what you did.
That's true.
If you, whether your work calendar or your personal calendar, and you can see the things that you did, and again, reflecting back on it, kind of, now you know the end of that story, perhaps.
That's true. We can do a monthly in our appointment schedule, we can do a monthly calendar, so that'll sort of jog your memory as to what went well, what didn't go well.
Right. The next thing she says to do is to sort of name a quality that you appreciate about yourself.
Right.
And so you are, again, kind of looking at how you did, what you did, and just kind of finding some ways to appreciate what you did for this for the year.
Right, right. That would be a hard one, you know, one quality that you appreciate about yourself.
Right.
You know, so again, you're thinking more positively rather than what you did poorly.
Right.
Think about just one quality.
Right.
And then she moves on and says,
try to do a mini review each morning.
Right.
That one's a little bit more challenging, I think, because if you're doing that every morning, basically you're reviewing the day before, which is great. But that's a, to me, that's a strategy that you wouldn't necessarily don't necessarily need going into a, you know, for wrapping up the end of the year. That to me is a great practice every day of the year, not just in December.
That's probably a good That's probably good advice. Do this every day.
A little bit every day.
Right.
Yeah. Just I mean, we're talking about just a couple of minutes, really.
Right.
You know. Now, so that was the month by month review, and then she talks about the life area review, which I think is a great idea,
right?
Because now you're talking about, you know, we have these different areas of our life. We have our work life, we have our personal life, we have our, you know, family life, we have our friend. So looking at these different areas of life are important too.
Yeah, look at your family life, look at your spiritual life, and this is a I think a more frequently recommended approach as we've gone through these things and looked at different ones and considered different ones to discuss. I think this is a more common of the two.
Right.
Is this areas of your life approach.
Right.
But once again, she begins by saying, set some time aside to do nothing but this.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then she talks about letting your imagination wander. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of think about that domain, that area of your life. And you know, and I like how she says, what kind of movie would this year be? Like, if you look back at, you know, different aspects of your life, and you were to make a movie out of that part of your life, what would it be like? You know, would it be a thriller? Would it be a, I don't know if it would be a horror movie.
Well, it's a good way to get perspective, though, isn't it?
I mean,
it's an easy way to get perspective as to what would my, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. Yeah. I'm going to have to set some time aside because since I first saw this article, I've been thinking about movies. Of course, I don't see that many, so.
That's true.
But I know about movies.
Yeah. But ask yourself what type of movie past year would have been. And then it would be, you know, then you're moving into this area where you're really reflecting on it in a more qualitative way so that you can see. Maybe the month-to-month could be a good quantitative way so you can see how many things you did, what you did, and evaluate it that way. And this is more of a qualitative where you're looking at different areas of your life and you're seeing, you know, what quality of life that was in those areas.
Yeah.
And then, again, she encourages you to write down Some accomplishments in that area.
Right.
In
at
each
least
area
one.
You're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
At least one accomplishment in each of the area. I don't know how many, I guess it would vary about how many areas of your life
right.
you want to review. Let's say there are four, mm-hmm. then one accomplishment in each of the four areas.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you do your romantic life, your business, your professional work life,
right.
your physical,
right.
your you know, mm-hmm. medical life, and then maybe your personal emotional
right.
life, you know.
Right.
So you started walking 3 times a week. You started, you know, you strengthen mm-hmm. your relationship with your significant other.
Right.
You are you know, progressing in your career, and mm-hmm. You're just feeling, you're meditating,
right.
you're feeling more stable. So you can find some of those ways to recognize
right.
and give some accolades.
Looking
to your
for the positives in your mm-hmm. life, looking for the
yeah.
things that you achieved.
Right.
And then you can build on those the next year.
Absolutely.
And then she goes on to that. That's
yeah.
exactly where this takes you, is to prepare.
Right. And she talks about that. And a little bit of a, spoiler alert, that's going to be our focus for next week. Our focus for next week is now that we've reflected on 2017,
right.
how do we start getting ready for 2018? And so that's going to be our focus next week.
Mm-hmm.
So so just some good strategies here, some good things to think about here in this article for you to think about. And
right.
as you're looking back at 2017.
Right. Good advice here, though. Don't water the weeds.
Yes.
Think about the positives. You have a couple of different approaches
mm-hmm.
that you can use.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing is you have to set time aside, get some quiet time, some alone time, when you're not doing anything else, and sit down and make these lists.
Yeah.
And keep it positive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
All right. Well,
good
that
advice.
That is it for today.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're subscribing to us on YouTube and iTunes and Google Play Music or wherever you might listen to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And write a review. Rate us. We'd love to hear your thoughts about what we're doing here. On YouTube, we are loving the comments. I just responded
yeah.
to someone who wrote a great comment or asked some great questions about our interview with Shannon Thomas from months ago. And so it was a great opportunity to kind of get back into that mode and thinking about those things and answering some questions.
I received one from a listener and said, she made a quick comment and said, but I have to go to church. And so I'll get back to you in a minute. But
yeah.
it was like her little reminder that
yeah.
she wants to talk more about an issue that we talked about last week that she really enjoyed
yeah.
and benefited from. She said, but I'll get back to you after church.
Yeah,
okay, fair enough. We'll look forward to it.
Absolutely. So great stuff. So keep writing to us. Let us know what you think. You can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. If you have the means and the interest and the willingness to support us in any way, that'd be great. We are hoping to buy a little time, literally,
okay.
buy a little time over the next few months or over 2018
mm-hmm.
so that we can start doing some of the other things we really want to do. So check that out. We'd really appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep.
All right.
Get on there.
So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.